Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, November the 21st, 2025. 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and you're tuned into WGH Talk Radio. And last night, as we've been talking about this morning, something very special happened at Harding High School. The Mary Ellen Withrow Community Room got its signage, and a ceremony was held last night with the superintendent, Brian Murphy, and the school board, Marion City School Board, as they placed a plaque on the wall next to a picture of Mary Ellen, and there is now signage outside the door, signage in the room, and it will forever be christened the Mary Ellen Withrow Community Room, one of Harding High School's most distinguished alumni, class of 1948. The plaque, Matt, you have the plaque. Want to read that for our listening audience this morning?
Yeah, sure. All right. Mary Ellen Withrow, Treasurer of the United States, 1994 to 2001. Mary Ellen Withrow, a native of Marion, Ohio, made history as one of the longest-serving treasurers of the United States. She is the only person to serve in the government at the local, state, and national levels, and was the first elected female county treasurer. Female Marion County Treasurer. Mary Ellen introduced the state quarter program, redesigned U.S. currency, established the link deposit program, and holds a place in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anyone in American history. Her guiding words reflect her philosophy: yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, but today is cash. This room is dedicated in her honor, celebrating her leadership, legacy, and the inspiration she provides to our community and future generations.
And may it go on forever, that now hangs on the wall in the community room at Harding High School next to a picture of Mary Ellen. And who do we have here this morning? The lady of the hour, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, what'd you think of last night?
Oh, it was great. I really appreciated what they did.
When you hear what's on that plaque that will be hanging there long after we're all gone,
yeah,
what's that make you think?
Well, it makes me think that they really acknowledged what I had done, and I'm very proud of that they acknowledged it. And I thought of my government teacher, Mary Jo Stafford, who had followed my career as long as she was alive, and it was just a lot of memories there.
When you graduated in 1948, would you have ever thought there'd be a room at Harding named for you?
Not at all. Never in my wildest dreams would I think that.
When you were graduating back in 48, what kind of things were on your mind? What did you have in store for your life?
Well, I was going to get a job somewhere, and then I was going to go to college, but all of those things changed, and it was a different life than I had thought, yeah.
You know, there are two things I thought about last night. One I brought up when I spoke, and we'll cover both of them here. The first one was, it is interesting to me that this presentation last night happened during a school board meeting,
mm-hmm.
and your career started on the Elgin School Board
mm-hmm.
back in 69. Was it interesting that this was all going on at your alma mater, Harding, but also during a school board meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think a lot about those school board meetings. They were my first experience with being answering to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the school board there's a lot of things to answer for. Yeah.
You know, and I'm not sure what was going on last night, but it was standing room only.
Yeah.
So
I
think the school board was facing some questions last night about something.
I know, and we'd kind of like to know what it was.
But we'll have to find out what the conversation
right.
was. The other thing I thought was interesting, of course, it's Harding High School, and it was when you were there as well. But, this is named after a politician, President Harding.
Yeah.
But we've got the Mary Ellen Withrow Room in Harding High School, and I think that's kind of unique.
Yes, I wonder if he appreciates that.
I think he would. I think he would. He seemed like, you know, we certainly know he liked the women.
Yeah.
We do know that.
There's another one of those.
Yeah, there's another one of those. He certainly did. He was not opposed to the women. What kind of student? Well, that's, we don't talk a whole lot about that. What kind of student were you in high school?
Oh, I was kind of an average student. I loved English literature and I took typing because I wanted to learn how to type. I was taking the college preparatory course, and I got really good grades in typing.
Did you remain a good typer?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you in what clubs were you involved with?
Well, I was involved in the drama club. I was in a singing group of 9 girls that we entertained all the time. We were going to sing at different events, and that was pretty involved. And let's see, the drama club and the, I was in some other stuff too. I can't remember now. Yeah.
You have spoke to so many kids who are in high school. What advice would you have today in 2025?
Well, I think do the best you can and don't get upset because you don't, you know, get the grades sometimes you wanted. I mean, I think it's you put too much thought and desire into your grades. You want to enjoy school. I think that's the important part, is to enjoy it and to do well enough that you don't have to worry about things, I think, you know.
And one of the things I wanted to do this morning, because we posted this news story on our social media page about 12 hours ago. Now, here are some of the comments that people have left so far this morning. Glenn Coble, we certainly know Glenn. What a great lady. Tara Dyer, love her. Chris Johnson, long overdue. She's been a model for the community. Dick Schwaderer, she deserves every honor she gets. Thomas Fout, a very well-deserved honor. Congratulations, Mary Ellen Withrow. Cheryl Bischoff Nelson, congratulations on this honor. Jane Smalley Boyer, I'm glad to see this. Mary Ellen Withrow is wonderful. Sue Klingel, what a nice honor for a person who dedicated so much of her life to the public service. Job well done. Pamela DeGood, a wonderful honor for an amazing woman. Debbie Schaefer Tudor, very nice and well-deserved. Congratulations, Mary Ellen Withrow. Judy Carpenter, congratulations and well-deserved. Darlene Davis Postal, well-deserved. Thomas Fout, you deserve it. Jennifer Dunn Emberg, a round of applause. Cindy Reeves, very nice. She taught me life-saving classes at the Y.
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. about that?
Yeah.
And Sue Klingel, one of the best.
Yes.
The comments we've got this morning. Okay. Mary Ellen, we don't get positive comments like that for everybody. That's pretty good.
That was wonderful. I recognized some of the names and some I didn't.
So do you remember teaching Cindy?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I remember teaching life-saving, yeah.
I think every time we do something with you and post it, inevitably, there'll be something about the why. Somebody
yes.
from the why will come up and say, that always fascinates me, because this has been a number of years ago now.
Yes. Well, and I ran the swimming program for the Red Cross at Lincoln Pool, and I taught life-saving at the Y, and I was in the synchronized swimming. They were called the Marlins. I was in that, where we went out and did programs for other Ys that we would go and perform. It was great.
Why do you think that sticks out so much for people? I mean, really, outside of your political career, that's the thing people remember.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of surprised.
Well, was that a fun time for you?
Oh, yes. I loved the swimming. The Red Cross sent me to Purdue University to get my degree for it. And, there was a huge class of people. I'm trying to remember the name of the lake where we did all our swimming. But, it was an experience. And then, you know, we'd have our synchronized swimming classes, and they were so much fun. We would just have the best time. And then I'd go to the donut shop and get a dozen donuts with my girlfriend, and we'd eat donuts.
So good times were had by all in those days.
Yes, right.
You know, school is such an important part of everybody's life. Who was your favorite teacher?
Miss Stump, who taught English literature, yeah.
Why was she the favorite?
Well, I liked her the best, yeah. Mm. And I liked the subject. That's what made the difference, yeah.
So it was something you really were interested in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything you wanted to be as you left high school? Any profession you thought you wanted to do?
I didn't know what I was going to be. I had no idea, no plans. I just let life take me wherever it would go.
Well, you know, and that's interesting because so many kids who are graduating high school feel that now if they don't have their whole life planned out when graduation day comes, that they're a failure in some way.
No, they're not. They just let life lead them, you know.
It can turn out okay.
Yes.
You know, one of the great things last night was we went out and had dinner after the presentation with you and your daughter, Leslie, and I got to ask her what it was like when you were on the school board and she was a student, and I loved hearing her take on that. It was a funny story about a football coach. Was it basketball coach?
Basketball
coach. Yeah. That you and the other school board members had voted to fire as the coach, not a teacher, but as the coach, and she had signed a petition to keep him on.
Yeah.
That was a funny story last night.
Well, everybody liked him. You know, I liked him, too, a lot, yeah.
And Leslie was talking last night about how when you got home, you said you were shocked to see her name on that petition.
Yeah, I don't really remember that, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get a chance to ask you last night. When your kids were in school and you were on the school board, were there ever any moments like that where you had to think, well, my kids go there, how might this impact them?
Well, I was always concerned about, you know, the different programs they were having. They seemed to want to change, like, the reading program, I thought, too often. And but otherwise, no, there was nothing, yeah.
There's one current event I did want to cover this morning while we have you here, Mary Ellen, and we did this the other night during our live broadcast, but a lot of people might not have seen that. And this was such an interesting story about Larry Summers. We talked about it last night at dinner. Larry Summers, your former boss, when you were Treasurer of the United States, he was the former U.S. Treasury Secretary, I believe from 1999 to 2001 under Bill Clinton, apparently has turned up in the Epstein files. Part of the Epstein $20,000 document release, he's in there. And we'll get to this in a second because we're going to take a call for Mary Ellen here. We're going to come back to Larry Summers in just a second, but you're on with Mary Ellen. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, Mary Ellen, can you hear us?
I can, yes.
Carol and I wish you the most happiness after all these other things. How much more can we wish you for? But we'll wish you forever and ever. And you know what? Carol's smiling, and myself and the class of 59 says, good luck and keep up the good work. And Carol says, you know what? She had the same teachers you had. So.
Oh, did she have Mary Jo Stafford?
Oh, yes, she did.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Stump. Yes.
Yeah, and Mrs. Stump, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to let you get off here so the other people can hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And again, if somebody would like to call in, feel free, 740-383-9944. But Larry Summers has apologized. He said, "I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein," Summers has said. This went on, apparently, right up until he was in custody, March of 2019. And the thing that he does in these emails, Larry Summers, is he talks about women in a disparaging manner. In one chain of emails from October 2017, Summers said, "I observed that half of the IQ in the world was possessed by women, without mentioning that they are more than 51% of the population." In the same correspondence, Summers appeared to complain about men being held accountable for their previous actions toward women. And I was reading last night, actually, that he is not going to be teaching, he's pulling back from classes at Harding now, or Harvard, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this, and other people are getting involved. You know, Mary Ellen, you knew this guy well. He was your boss. You met with him
yes.
a lot. When you heard, about a week ago today, this came out.
Right.
When you heard that he was involved in this Epstein matter, what did you think?
I couldn't believe it.
That he would get involved in something like that.
It just was too much for me. He was not the type of person. Yeah.
Well, and the thing of it is, because we don't know that he did anything illegal, but that his whole beat here was apparently disparaging women.
Yeah.
Of all things.
I never knew of anything that he ever did that way. Yeah.
And how close were you with him?
Well, he was my boss. You know, right. You're not very close to your boss. I knew him, yeah, and yeah. I worked with him, yeah.
But you said that you saw him pretty much every day.
Well, pretty much, yeah. We had he would always bring me in to speak to the students, and he'd stay in, he liked to listen to me, I think.
What, would you consider him a good boss?
Yes, he was fine, yeah.
How would you have described his personality?
He was just a normal guy. I mean, there was nothing that I ever noticed about him that was unusual. He was in charge of Treasury. He did the job, and I never knew of anything that was going on there. Yeah.
Did you ever get the hint that he had an issue with women?
No, never. Not one. I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's right for him at this point to apologize and step down from his position?
Well, he knows what he did. I don't know what he did. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to run into him today, what would you say to him?
I'd say, "What in the heck is going on?" That's what I'd say, because I saw him about 4 years ago. We had a meeting, and I talked to him, and I don't know.
Yeah. What, does this in any way change your opinion that you had of him?
Well, I like the man. I can't say that I don't like him, but I just can't understand what the heck he did. Yeah.
In the bigger picture of this, all these powerful men that we are learning were involved with this mm-hmm. man Epstein goes very close to home with you on this one, your former boss. What do you think it was about this guy that he could have this type of access?
You mean Epstein?
Epstein.
I don't know the guy. I don't ever want to know the guy, you know. I had knew nothing about him until all of this happened, all that came out. But, it's such a mess. Yeah.
Did you get people who approached you when you were in office that you thought, you know, I don't think I should be dealing with that person?
Not really. I suppose there were some people, but you deal with everybody when you're in office. I mean, you're you're meeting everybody, and you know what, you don't know for sure what their objective is, but you like to meet. I like to meet people. Yeah.
Do you think, in a way, that this will tarnish Larry Summers' legacy?
Of course it will. I mean, you start something like that, and it doesn't go away. I mean, that's the thing about when somebody's charged with something, when they do it when it's not true, it's terrible because it ruins their reputation.
It does, and you know, you, one of the, it all kind of ties in here this morning, one of the great speeches that you used to give to school kids was about keeping a good reputation in your life.
Yes, because I said you never know what you're going to have the opportunity to do, and if you had the opportunity to have a job like I had, and you didn't get to have it because of something in your past, that would be very sad.
Are you still cognizant even today about the things you say and do not to besmirch your reputation?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Have you been invited to things that you had to turn down because you thought might hurt your reputation?
I can't remember anything. There probably was, but I don't. My staff took care of that when I was in office. They guided me on what to go to and when. Yeah. There could have been something, but I don't remember it right now.
You know, Mary Ellen, I think on this day after this dedication happened last night, it's important to talk about this. You know, when kids are in high school, I think a lot of them do feel now that there is a limit, that they can only go so far. They're from Marion, Ohio. They've got a cap on what they can do. You know, they're not in Hollywood. They're not in New York. They're not in Chicago.
Yeah.
They're not in D.C. And honestly, as one of the school board members said last night, I believe it was Kathy Swanger, a former teacher, that you are the prototype that any student at Harding can walk out those doors when they graduate and achieve the highest position in their field. How does it feel to be that for people?
Well, it feels great. You know, when I was running for state treasurer, they said, well, you're not going to win. You have to be from Cleveland or Columbus, and you're from Marion. You're not going to make it, you know. And that was the attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
there I am.
There you are.
Yeah.
There you are. And you know, one of the things that I, because I'm a graduate of Harding as well, it is a big deal, because President Harding, I mean, the school is named for him, but he didn't attend Harding. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you are its most well-known alumni. And that's a great thing.
Yeah, it is. And I never thought that would be the case.
Well, you go back to when you think, because I, you know, some of your old yearbooks are there, and you were very active in high school. And,
yeah, I was. Yeah. I liked being in things. Yeah, you asked me what I was in. I was probably in a lot of things that I can't even remember.
Well, you know what's funny? I'll tell you something interesting. One day, one of the students at Harding was doing a report on you. It's, I think, when you were coming to speak to one of the classes I was teaching, and they said, because there's a room where all the old yearbooks are, and they said, well, I want to look her up and see what she was like when she was in high school here. And I said, okay. And they said, I can't find her. And well, they were looking up Mary Ellen Withrow. Most people don't know that you had a different name in those days. You don't show up in the yearbook under Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yeah,
they have to look. It's
Mary Ellen Heineman. Yeah.
So do you find that a lot of people can't find you in those days because of that?
No, not really. I hadn't had anybody say that, no.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. But, well, you know, I've often thought if I could have put my name, my maiden name on the money, I would have heard from all my relatives instead of hearing from all Norman's relatives.
It did well by them.
Yes, it did. They got a lot of notification there.
They did. A lot of notification and a lot of notoriety.
Yeah.
Matt, this whole, I know you've been following this Epstein Files thing. You're interested in this. What do you make of Mary Ellen's former boss being in here? I mean, good Lord, everybody's in these Epstein files.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, I think just about everybody's in it. I mean, now, to what extent, you know, varies, obviously, but I mean, now he is one of only, I guess, two people that I know of now who and I can't even think of the other guy's name, he was some press guy, but anyways, apparently he was in contact with Epstein all the way up until he was, indicted, I guess, you know, arraigned, however you want to put that, but, you know, that's... I don't know. I mean, I figure at some point you have to know that he's under some kind of investigation. I don't know that I would continue to be in touch with Epstein at that point.
Oh, Larry Summers definitely knew by 2019.
I just don't know why you would remain in contact with them for so long after understanding what is happening.
I'd like to see some of those letters and see what he said.
Well, yeah. and the apology went deeper. This is Larry Summers. He said, "I'm deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein." After calling the correspondence a major error in judgment.
What would he have been talking to him about? Can you imagine what that would have been?
Would have been an odd conversation,
yes,
I think.
Yeah. I can't figure out, I mean, you know, were they degrading women or what were they doing, you know? Well,
certainly not saying the most pleasant things. I think we have another call coming in here, Mary Ellen.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Well, I called back one more time, Mary Ellen. You know what? All the time that you was around... and the things that you've done, anyone that met you, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say you treated everyone the same and you had the smile the same and you meant the same. And there you are talking today. You're still upholding and stuff. You don't know about the people, but you don't run them down either. And that's one good thing. And like I say, Carol and I always took a liking to you, and we just barely knew you at the time you was going through those episodes. But... it's been a pleasure knowing you, and thank you, Scott, for having her on there. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Well, thank you for all those nice things. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Only thing you can say about Mary Ellen, Mr. O, in my book. Thank you, and we'll see you later.
Hey, thank you. Uh-huh. Well, and this is continuing on with Larry Summers this morning. The headlines I'm looking here this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going New York Times. Epstein emails add to former Harvard president Larry Summers' controversies. Larry Summers admits visiting Epstein Island with his wife, during their honeymoon.
Oh.
That came from The Independent, so I'm not we'll have to fact-check that. Larry Summers says he's deeply ashamed after new Jeffrey Epstein emails come out. NBC News, Larry Summers going on leave at Harvard, resigns from OpenAI board. Yeah, boy, Mary Ellen, he's coming under it now.
AI board, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
You know, jeez. We're getting Larry Summers and his wife, Alyssa New, flew to Jeffrey Epstein's private island for part of their 2005 honeymoon. Maxwell, who is now serving a 20-year prison sentence, was also aboard Epstein's plane during the trip. A spokesperson for Summers confirmed the brief visit, stating it occurred before Epstein's first arrest. Summers flew on Epstein's planes four times in total, including three occasions while he was president of Harvard. Oh,
really?
Boy, oh boy.
Ooh.
Just getting worse and worse for Larry.
Wow.
What do you make of that? And you're just hearing this for the first time. Apparently he was on the island and he was on the plane.
Yeah, with his wife.
With his wife on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
I don't know.
What's your reaction to this?
It's shock.
Really? That would do it. That would do it.
Yeah.
You know,
There's nothing I can say.
If he called you today, would you talk to him?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'd talk to him. Yeah, I'd say, what in the heck did you do?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Can you imagine? And you would have never thought this guy would have been involved in something like this.
Never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought. Yeah.
Well, he's in a world of trouble. And I guess not going to be teaching at Harvard right now. He's had to withdraw from that.
He's up in years pretty good. I don't know how old he is, but he's getting there. Yeah.
You know, the longer and longer this Epstein thing goes on, I keep thinking, what were these men doing?
Yeah.
Why would Larry Summers need to be on the Epstein Island? What's the purpose?
Well, I still think there's something connected with money there. With maybe he was in charge of the taking care of Epstein's money or something. You know, he was into money. I mean, that was his job, was taking care of money at Treasury. Yeah.
You know, what did this Epstein have that he could get a hold of kings, he could get a hold of presidents, he could get a hold of secretaries of the treasuries? What was this man's power? I mean, a lot of people have money. We understood he had money. But what was his access? How did he get this access?
I don't know, other than they were fascinated with what he did. That could have been it.
Well, and it also fascinates me that years later, I mean, Larry Summers was no longer the Secretary of the Treasury in 2005. He was at Harvard at that point.
Yeah.
And here he is going to the island, apparently.
Yeah.
On his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know, does this say something about men? Because this is primarily a male story.
Well, men have always been a problem. you go back in history, there have been problems.
There have been problems there.
Yeah, but there are good men, and then there are men that are not so good.
Yeah. Well, of all the people you've been around and worked with, where would you put Larry Summers on a list of finding out something like this? Like, would you have ever suspected?
Oh, no. Never. None of the people that I worked with would I have thought of any of this.
So?
Yeah.
I guess,
there you are.
Yeah. And so he's really caught in it at this point. And apparently the people at Harvard are not too happy about this.
Oh, I don't imagine they are.
And the New York Times is reporting on this very well, and I'm sure they'll have the emails there, but just some of the things he said, and so disparaging of women, that why? He didn't have to do that.
No.
No?
No, he didn't.
Do you even understand these quotes that he's making in these emails?
Well, the one about, didn't he make a quote that women were not as good in math as men?
I think, yeah.
I think that was a quote. I remember that quote. He got into trouble over that one at Harvard, yeah.
Well, he did have some issues. Yeah, he had some issues at Harvard a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, as it keeps falling on Larry Summers, what do you make of that?
Well,
now apparently on the island.
Well, I mean, you know,
well, he's not, and he's not denying it. He's saying, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it'd look bad on them to deny it at this point. I mean, it's in the emails. I mean, I don't think it, you know, things like that. So, I mean, I don't think that it doesn't mean any good to deny it. I mean, they're just going to point out to where there's you know, there's the evidence. I mean, you were on the plane. So, I mean, I don't know. I think to have connections this strong with Epstein is just interesting in general, I suppose. I don't know what he does, I guess, exactly.
I don't know what he does either at this point.
I got my best understanding is that he's like somewhat of a fixer. So, like, if you need, I don't know, information or something of that sort, he can do that for you. But I don't know how he got so much influence to do all of that to begin with.
Hmm. You know, Mary Ellen, one thing I wanted to talk about in regard to last night was Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Tressel set along a very nice proclamation from the state.
Yes.
Bill Clinton's letter came.
Yes.
Former President Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they've written nice letters. What do you make of the outpouring from Democrats, Republicans, people you've known for a long time?
Oh, I'm so appreciative of all that. I was so shocked that you got so many people to respond to my birthday party. I couldn't get over that.
You know, Governor DeWine's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Because we just saw him back at the Little Brown Jug.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have been nicer in person. Then he sent along this proclamation.
Yeah.
And also sent along a nice letter along with the proclamation.
Yeah.
Well, what do you make of Governor DeWine in general?
Well, I think he's a very nice person. Yeah.
Why do you think a lot of the Republicans have turned on him?
I don't know. It could be the Trump situation, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, you think so, Matt?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, I think that, you know, he's not really a Trump Republican. I think he's more of a old guard Republican, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm. I think you got it there. Yeah.
You know, Mary Ellen, do you feel there's a big division in the Democratic Party right now? We talked about it a little bit after the elections, but a lot of people feel it's going very liberal. Mamdani and New York and AOC and Bernie Sanders. Do you think it's headed that way, or are we still more toward the center with Kamala Harris and Shapiro and Gavin Newsom? Although I don't know if people would consider Gavin Newsom centrist.
Oh, you really?
I think a lot of people feel from California that he's more toward the left, but he's coming toward the center as of late.
He is. I like his commercials.
he does do good commercials.
Yes, he does. Well, you know, you mentioned some of my favorite people there, Shapiro and Newsom and Kamala Harris. I just read her book, and it was a wonderful book. I read it in 2 days, so you know it was good.
What was the biggest takeaway from her book for you? Kind of a tell-all book.
It went day by day, and, people that were working for her and how well they all worked together in such a short time. You know, they had very little time to get organized, and they had to do it so fast, and they did it so well, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you still shocked? I mean, it's been a year now that she lost.
Yes, I am. It was because people didn't vote, you know. Yeah, they didn't know. They were confused, I think. They got confused in the before the election and didn't know what to do, so they decided not to vote.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, have your views changed on issues over the years?
On some, yeah.
Some.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself to be a more progressive person now or a less progressive person than you were years ago?
No, I'm about the same there.
About the same?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When people talk about some of these issues that they consider to be big progressive issues, like LGBTQ and...
Oh, I don't really get into that.
Yeah.
No.
Are you surprised that these have become big issues?
Yes, I am.
In the Democratic Party?
Yeah, it's a huge issue, and in fact, it's into the churches and all of that. I think it's a mistake to be bringing it up. Yeah.
When we look at Ohio politics now, we're now less than a year away from the big elections all through Ohio next year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel the Democrats' chances are next fall?
Well, if we have good people running, and I know one of the people that's running that I'm real excited about, that's John Kulowitz running for attorney general. He'd be a great attorney general. And, I get excited when I know there's good people running.
Mm. When How do you feel? We've got this Secretary of State primary, Hambly and Alison Russo.
Yes, Alison Russo is a, well, they're both good people, but I think she would be a great Secretary of State.
And we're also up in the air still on the gubernatorial race. We mm-hmm. still don't know what Tim Ryan's going to do. Amy Acton's out there. How are you seeing that transpire?
Well, I don't see much. I haven't heard her give a speech yet. I saw the interview that you had with her, which I thought was a very good interview. But I have not met her. And I'm still kind of hanging loose on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think Ramaswamy is doing?
I don't know. They say that the election, the polling is close, but I don't know. Yeah.
Matt, what do you see next year for the Democrats in Ohio?
Well, I mean, I think that they have a fairly good chance as opposed to previous years. I mean, with Donald Trump, I think, you know, he's, you know, below water in popularity on everything at this point. So, I mean, I think that now's the best chance they have to take substantial office.
Yesterday, interestingly enough, Mary Ellen, we saw Al Gore. He was at Dick Cheney's, former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral.
Yeah.
Al Gore also sent a video in for your birthday party. What are your memories as you look back on Al Gore?
Nothing but good memories. I have such good memories of him. I thought he'd have made a wonderful president.
Were you surprised that after he lost in 2000, that he never ran for anything again?
Yeah, not really. Sometimes that's what they do when they lose a big one like that, you know.
I know a lot of people wanted him to run again, especially in 2004.
Yeah.
But he never really entertained it.
No. And another thing that surprised me when he left his wife. I was so surprised about that.
Hmm. Yeah, there was. They seem like a good couple.
Yeah, and they never divorced. They're still married, but they're separated all this time. They had four children, and yeah.
As you see Bill Clinton today, what are your memories of him as you reflect back?
Well, he was great. I really liked him. Yeah.
And we're starting to see Hillary. A little bit more. She's out there doing some public things.
Is she?
Yep.
I haven't seen her.
I've seen her on a few things recently.
Yeah.
What do you think history's going to say about her?
Well, I think they realize that she would have made a good president. I think everybody realizes that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she didn't win, because she should have. Yeah.
And as we head into the holidays, well, what's your favorite memory of Washington at holiday time?
Well, the trees at the White House. I mean, all those decorations, it's just gorgeous. But, you know, I wonder what it looks like now, because Melania does a strange decorating. She's very strange at decorating. And but I remember it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Certainly a nice place to be.
Yes.
And one year, you lit the tree.
Yeah, the tree that's outside the White House. It would change colors. I love that. I mean, I would just watch the colors change. And I met the entertainer that night. I can't remember her name, the singer. This young girl that was, her mother was in the place where they stay to stay warm. It was cold, and I was in there talking to her mother, and then she came in, and I met her right now. I can't remember her name. Yeah,
was that Leanne Rimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm good on it this morning.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I'm here.
Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes.
She was really young at that time too, and. Yeah, she did a good job.
Yep. It's a remarkable life, as the caller has said here this morning. When you look back on it at this point, after celebrating birthdays and still living a very active life, what do you think of your life?
Oh, I think it was great. I loved what I did. I'm still amazed that I did all that. You know, it amazes me because I didn't ever think that I could do those things, and I did. You know.
Is there something left you still want to do?
I don't know what it is, yeah.
Do you ever think about maybe a trip or...
No, I don't want to go on any trips. I like to be in my own bed every night,
no,
yeah.
No more, you did enough traveling in
yes,
your life.
Right.
Yeah. You know, what would you like, as we run out of time here, what would you like kids 100 years from now, when they pass by your picture and your plaque there at Harding that was put up last night, what would you like people to know the most?
Well, that you can... Any one of them can be a success if they pay attention to what they're doing. Yes, any one of them could be.
Mm. Yeah. And that's a nice sentiment.
Yeah. Yep.
40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, always good to see you.
Yes, absolutely.
It goes by so fast.
Yes, it does.
It does.
I didn't realize.
I know. It blows right by. Yeah. We'll be back after this. Always a pleasure to visit with the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. By the way, check out the Mary Ellen Withrow Community Room over at Harding.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Do you think he needed her after that primary election?